from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From his home.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Big day.
Yeah. Tor Tedelco stops in media today for Dining Under the Stars. Mm-hmm. They are going to shut down State Street at 6 p.m. so you can dine outside in the heart of media. Details, visit mediapa.com. It is a beautiful day.
Yeah. What's your go-to star constellation?
Huh?
What?
Are you a Big Dipper guy?
Yeah, I'd say Big Dipper guy.
Not Little Dipper?
Nah, Big Dipper guy. I mean, you're a Little Dipper. You're a little... Ike?
What?
Big Dipper? Little Dipper?
Oh, come on, man.
Okay. All right. Elliot, you a Big Dipper guy? Little Dipper guy? What are you?
Constellations just seem so fake to me. Like, we just look up there and decide that they're an image. I'm not in on constellations.
Would you stop?
I'm just
You're
not
unbelievable.
I went star watching Wait. Last week, and my sister said that was the, like, I don't know, even know what it was. But you can just draw anything you want.
Okay, Elliot, before we get to the
going
actually, before we get to the record, Elliot, am I allowed to bring up what you texted me about last night?
Oh, absolutely. I almost brought it up yesterday, but I didn't know if it was on-air stuff. So if you want to bring it up, sure.
All right, you know, let that be a tease. Let's talk about Jalen.
Okay.
And Elliot texted me maybe the most insane question I've ever been texted in my entire life.
Okay.
So Jalen Hurts threw an interception today. His interceptionless streak stops at 305, a training camp record that he broke his own record.
Yep.
But
which we didn't know about.
Elliot, could you paint the picture of the interception today? How did it go down? What was the reaction? You know, everything. Paint the picture for us.
I mean, it was legitimately a huge moment at training camp. So walking into practice today, as always, you know, lots of people asking, what's he at? Is today the streak? Lots of media members asking, you know, is he going to have the perfect practice? Obviously, he smashed the record already. And the 305 certainly goes down as a huge number in Philly sports, you know, record. But this was about perfection. This was about the perfect training camp. So four throws into practice. So early on, he dropped back, was probably about 20 yards out from the end zone, threw the ball over the middle. And out of nowhere, Darius Slay jumped in front of it, caught it, and ran that thing all the way back to the opposite end. So the entire defense ran with him. He may or may not have pointed at me when he made the interception. And it was the defense went wild. And players talked after practice about how they knew that he had not thrown an interception. Darius Slay brought up the, you know, 300-plus attempts. Reed Blankenship talked about it. So they clearly came into this day wanting to stop Jalen from having the perfect training camp. And they did. So he ended the day 23 of 30, three touchdowns. But for the first time in camp, the one interception.
Well, I tell you, I was wondering when somebody on defense was going to get pissed off about this.
Yes, and enough already.
I was wondering, in all good nature, fun and everything, Jalen having a great training camp, there's nothing wrong with that, but there is a competitive side of me that says, I'm tired of hearing about Jalen Hurts not throwing an interception against my defense, and what is my defense doing about it, right? So I'm wondering at some point, was somebody going to be upset about this and decide to go ahead and make a play? They made a play on the last day of training camp, so I'm glad Big Play Slay stepped up and did something. Are you kidding me? You think Troy and Bobby would allow this to go on?
In your day?
Yeah, a whole training
you
camp.
You think Jim Johnson?
John Dawkins. Woo, Jim Johnson would have been started throwing the house at Donovan. Yeah, if we would have went through 3, 4, 5 straight practices without any turnovers, without getting the ball, that was something that he preached. So, in part, I was kind of concerned that, man, is Coach Fangio, are we preaching take the ball away from the other team? This should be a priority of ours to get 3 turnovers every game. And the fact that we hadn't got a turnover the entire training camp, that's great for the offense. It's not great for the defense, though. It's not. I don't care what anybody says. That's not great for the defense when a quarterback can sit back there and you haven't come up with tip balls, some type of play that makes him turn the ball over. Even the great quarterbacks turn the ball over against good defenses. So while it's great for Jalen, it made me more concerned about our secondary that we hadn't come up with an interception the entire training camp.
Yeah, I agree. But I also think the flip side of that is it speaks to how amazing what he accomplished was. I mean, 305 straight throws is absurd. Because you're right. Normally in training camp, there's tip passes, or especially early on in camp, when you're running a new offense and you have a new running back, he goes right and you think he's going left. Or the receiver reads the coverage one way, so he sits in zone and you think he's going to, keep going. So the fact that none of those things happened is amazing. But of the 331 throws that he had in camp, I honestly think only one of them was intercepted. The other one was dropped. But of those throws, he really didn't put the ball in harm's way very much. So I agree with you. You were obviously in camp for a lot of years with a ton of great players. This is not something you see often. So it's disappointing he didn't get the perfect training camp, but it certainly still is a historic one.
All right, Elliot, I think it's sort of a two-pronged question here. What is a bigger deal? Jalen Hurts going 305 training camp passes without an interception, or you turning this into an actual talking point that was talked about, obviously, among players, national media, and the other beat writers who I'm sure made fun of you for years have now all jumped on it. So who had the bigger accomplishment here, Jalen Hurts or Elliot Shore Parks?
Yeah, I mean, I like to think we did it together, right? I mean, it's Tommy and me, with Ray, in a few years, maybe there can be a play about this, about, charting this historic accomplishment. So, me and Jalen.
I like that idea.
Sounds like a riveting play.
Yeah.
It would be really exciting and long. I mean, 16. But, me and Jalen haven't talked about it. But, it was certainly exciting what happened.
Well, hopefully when you guys talk, it goes better than me and Trey.
Yes. Yeah. Although
Elliot's not going to stand there tapping him on the chest like you did with Trey.
For that, but I will say that when he threw the interception today, there was some saying it wasn't an interception. He was sacked or whatever. No. We can all interpret what we want from the play. Only I get to decide whether it was an interception. So that is what it is.
So, Elliot, and this will be the last football question I have for you, because then I have to bring up the other thing you brought up to me.
Yeah.
Truthfully and honestly, how much – because I want to talk about this with Ike after as well, too. How much of an indicator, truly, about Jalen Hurts' grasp of the offense, Jalen Hurts' upcoming season, how much of an indicator do you think his training camp performance this year is in a bigger picture sense?
So I don't think training camp is always a pure indicator of what a player will be. I've covered a lot of training camp, and there have been years where, I thought Carson had a really good 2020 training camp. Obviously, his season did not turn out that way. But I think
that team stunk.
Yeah, the team was terrible, and it was a COVID training camp, so, whatever. But regardless, there are certainly years where we leave camp and, you know, as a media, we're talking about this guy's going to be awesome and then he's not. But overall, most times, a training camp is an indicator of it. Like, it can show it. In 2017, Carson's training camp, which I think is still the gold standard, I left that saying Carson's going to be special. I leave this training camp with Jalen thinking that he has definitely changed from last year. I think he is smarter with the football. He seems to be in a better place. He's making smart decisions. I don't think Jalen is all of a sudden going to be Patrick Mahomes, but I do think it seems to have really hit home with him that how he played last year wasn't the correct style, and I think stylistically he is going to look different this year.
And I think the positive reinforcement from training camp success that he's having with the offense has put him in a better place mentally. It's one of those things, you know, which come first, the chicken or the egg? We never really do get an answer for that. But, yeah, it's a question that's perplexing to a lot of people. Yeah. But him being in a good frame of mind is allowing him to come to work every day excited about working with his teammates, excited about being an Eagle, excited about being a leader of this team. And I think it's rubbing off on the rest of the team. That stuff matters, man. That stuff matters. Last year, I don't know, distractions, pressure, living up to the contract after the loss in the Super Bowl, all that stuff. He wasn't right, in my opinion, mentally, going into the season last year. He never seemed to be enjoying the season, enjoying his success. You didn't see the smile on the face, the short answers in the press conferences, the whole, and you're hiding it behind Mamba mentality, and I'm serious. Like, no, that didn't rub off the right way on his teammates. And for some other people in the city, it didn't rub them the right way. He just seems to be in a different place this year. And I think that has allowed a lot of us to be in a different place mentally coming into the season, particularly his teammates. There's a lot of positivity coming out of that locker room when I hear interviews with guys about Jalen's personality this year and some of the minor differences in what they see from him. I think he's set to have a big season. We'll see how far this team can go from an overall standpoint. But as far as Jalen goes, I think he's set to be back to being what he was in 2022, if not better. Because it's a better offense around him than it was in 2022.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I mean, the last thing I would say about that is to how he needed this camp. I don't think they lost complete faith in Jalen last year, but I do think from the front office to the locker room, they were surprised at what Jalen they got last year. And so to have a training camp where they can just look and see. I mean, again, the training camp stats are what they are, but 25 touchdowns to one interception. I think it's important. Jalen needed to get people to buy back in to the fact that he could be the guy, and I think that's what he accomplished in camp.
Yeah.
All right, Elliot. So are you guys ready for the question that Elliot asked me?
Yes.
Okay, so I pull up to my home.
Okay.
Yeah, I could give you a billion guesses, and you would never guess it. So I pull up to my home. I see I have a text message from Elliot. So Elliot is texting me this at, 8 o'clock at night, 8:30 at night. And he said, I have an absurd movie question that I've been debating, and I think you would be good for it. Okay. A movie question that he has been debating.
Okay.
So this discussion has happened in other places. Okay. I say, okay, shoot. He said, I watched Back to the Future for the first time, and the entire movie topic is how his mom wants to hook up with him back in 1955 or whatever.
Oh, is that what it's about?
But I truly don't believe it is his mom. She has not given birth to him yet. So he could hook up with her if he wanted. It just might kill him, but it isn't incest. So...
It sounds worse when you read it.
It does sound worse when you read it.
So if Marty goes back to 1955 and sleeps with his mother before the mother ever is pregnant with him.
Awesome.
Is this.
Awesome. Yep, just the thought of it.
Any opinions here?
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, man. It's incest. What is wrong with you, Elliot? Yes. Yes, no, it's incest. Yes. It may be worse than that.
Yeah.
It's not his mom.
It is his mom. What are you talking about? It is his mom.
Has that woman in 1955 given birth?
Well, guess what? if they were to have sex and become in some sort of relationship, didn't you see him disappear in the picture?
Yes, but that implies...
Well, it was a reason why that happened, because that meant that she wouldn't have the ability to have him.
Correct. But what I'm saying is the fact that he disappears in that picture shows that he is not yet his mom. Because like, she has to become his mom, right? That's why he has to stop the dad. That's why he has to stop Buzz from, like, dating.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Biff, not Buzz. It's Biff.
Don't drag Buzz into this.
I'm already upset. You're just now seeing Back to the Future. It's 1985, man.
When I'm sick, I like to watch old movies because they're easy to fall
asleep. Well, here's.
Go ahead. Well, I mean, so here's, but like, it's just not.
Well, but see, here's where we ended up. Is that if they tested the 1955 version of his mom, a maternity test, whether she was the mother, it would come back yes. And my point to him also is, if they have a child, since they share DNA, that would be a problem.
Yes.
So it is the mother, even though she's not the mother yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
seven toes, three arms. Yes. All of that. Yes.
So I was thinking about this since then. And like,
good.
Are
of
we
course
sure
you are.
That Marty has her DNA when he goes back then? Like,
yes. Because, yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Why do we not? Again, why does he not have her DNA?
Because he hasn't been created yet in some ways. Like he
has been created.
But
yes,
not, but
she's
not
created. That's God.
So I'm saying, if he disappears in the picture based off what happens, and that is an implication that she is not yet a mother. Right?
No, that is the implication that she won't be able to have him. He won't be born.
Correct. And if it is not a foregone conclusion that Marty will be born, then she is not yet a mother.
Well, she's definitely not a mother at that time, yes.
But she is.
That's my point. Yes,
no.
That's not his mom.
I think.
No, it is his mom, but she's just not a
mother. If she's not a mother, how can it be his mom?
Because the movie is called Back to the Future. He went to the. Dude. I'm not about to do this with him, man. Okay. Hey, everybody out here has seen that movie at least 20 times already in their life. Just because you're just now watching it in 2024, man.
Well, so what do we think? I'm just going to – everyone give me – raise your hand if you think it would be incest. Yeah, everyone thinks
yes,
that.
Yes, come on, man.
Welcome to the show. This is what we do all the time.
situation, I wonder if they would feel the same.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's enough. Elliot Shorefarms, I got rid of him. Elliot,
oh, my God.
You can listen to the Go Birds podcast, which comes out every morning, a little 15-minute bite size, which you can get the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. The other thing I tried to, and you guys are not going to want to discuss this, but the thing I tried to express to him is that in some movies, they talk about time travel as that time is sort of a circle and is not linear, so everything is happening all the time. So it would always be his mother. Like that's what Arrival was about. Arrival yes. was – so I think it's an interesting question, and it's actually the first time we've ever said the I word on this show.
Right.
And Mike will probably be the last time.
It will
time.
Be the last.
Yeah, I think. But
well, it sounds like a good question.
I mean, how many gummies did he have during this conversation?
No.
Like, what was he doing? Not with you. I mean,
yeah.
with him and his buddies. Like, what is going on here?
Elliot needs to be – people think I'm a contrarian. Elliot needs to be arguing about something
about
all
something,
the time.
Yes.
So it finally he got to the end of the road. He had argued about literally everything. You know, it was finally he got past, you know, who was a better boy band, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
Right.
If the Wizard of Oz, if you should have ever seen Oz earlier in the movie. He got through literally everything. And then finally at the end he was like, is it incest if Marty sleeps with his mom before she has him? You know, it was literally the last question he could have asked.
My God.
So yeah. The Twitter question. What's that?
Jackie Onassis was a
victim of that.
Jackie O talk.
Jackie O talk. Yeah, we're getting everything here.
Yeah.
So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mars Jewelers. Do you want to throw this one up?
We always like audience participation.
Yeah, it's all good.
Awesome. I think we should ask Robbie E the question.
Yes, that's the first question. It's part of the Delco quiz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mars Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team at mars-jewelers.com. What's the bigger accomplishment? Wilt scoring 100 or Jalen's 305 training camp passes without an INT? Ike, would you like to guess on the percentages on this one?
I would go with 95% Wilt Chamberlain.
64% Wilt
oh,
Chamberlain.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they know one happened.
Yeah.
They witnessed it.
Yeah.
They didn't see this.
When Walker is hosting on WIP.
Yeah, so who is a more reliable person here? Is it Harvey Pollack or is it Elliot Shore-Parks, who are the two most legendary statisticians in the history of Philadelphia? Well, let me ask you this about yes. the Jalen thing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter a little bit, doesn't matter some, doesn't matter a lot. Jalen Hurts's, you know, training camp performance. Where do you sit with it?
I think it matters a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it matters a lot. When you're coming off a season where, you know, you uncharacteristically don't play to the level in which you're accustomed to playing, making decisions at the rate in which he was making decisions last year that often led to, you know, bad plays at times. He just didn't play like himself. And I'm sure if you ask him, he didn't play up to the level of his standards, which he set for himself. And so instead of using all the excuses of poor coaching and all this other stuff, I can just simply look at decision making and whether or not he's played at the level he played the year before, where he allowed the offense to sort of come to him naturally. And last year it seemed like at times he forced the issue in certain areas when he was trying to press, especially late in the season when things weren't going well. And then when you hear about them simplifying the offense. Well, who did they simplify the offense for late in the year?
Right. Well, I mean, him.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
people talk about, why did they have to simplify the offense?
Right. And you know what? I think a lot of people take that as, well, you're calling him dumb and blah, 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 blah. But that's the truth.
Yes.
He is the one that we'll have to simplify for because, by the way, he and the center have the most to know and the most to learn.
Yep.
And I would say I'm sort of split on it, right? I think from a Jalen Hurts the guy, Jalen Hurts the leader, Jalen Hurts, all of those non-specific football things, I think
right.
it's big. You know, and I also think, you know, whether we say it's 20% new offense or 95% new offense, there is a lot that is new with Kellen Moore as opposed to what they were doing last year.
I actually can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so
I had a Green Bay game. I don't know what the hell is new. I can't tell in these.
Well, if you just
preseason games.
If you just look at him historically, now we don't know how he's going to call a game now, mm-hmm. but historically what he does, it throws more early and downs more, all those things. The only thing that I'm so all of those things in terms of a vibe, I am A+. I didn't expect it from him, and I think he should be, you know, praised for that.
Yep.
The thing that I am a little curious about is, and we've touched on it a couple of times, is he being risk averse for, like, to a fault, right? And is that
right.
It was the thing that, you
it's
know,
it's a balance.
Yeah. And
yeah.
And when what's his name on Fox, Nick Wright, when Nick Wright brought up he hasn't thrown enough interceptions, everybody sort of goes, oh, hot take. Mm-hmm. But I think it is worth it to wonder, you know, what, because I didn't
why
see all
no yes. I agree with you. I had the thought too. I didn't go scorch earth on Nick Wright. You see, I didn't even respond to it because there is some truth to that from a logical standpoint.
Yep.
You're basically making safe throws so that you don't turn the ball over. I don't know if that's a negative until we get into a game,
right?
Because
right.
I don't want a quarterback to be reckless with the ball, but at the same time you do have to make some tight window throws at times.
Yeah. And no, none of us think he is going to go from a 32 pass a game guy to a, you know, a gunslinger guy.
Right.
So truthfully, a lot of what he has to do, and we were talking about this yesterday with Elliot, is game managed to an extent, mm-hmm. right? Is not make mistakes, because if he throws 7 interceptions last year instead of 15, it's a different season.
It's a totally different season.
It's a different season.
Totally different season.
So a lot of what he has to do, because they have so many weapons, is just not put the ball in harm's way. Now, you don't want to do it to a fault mm-hmm. where you're throwing 3-yard passes every time and throwing the ball away. But I think from an on-field perspective, I think there's some to be seen about what this means. But from an off-field perspective, I think it means a lot.
Well, here I also add this in there, because he can't be left out of this. Kellen Moore is a huge part of this equation. How he divvies up the football on the offensive side of the ball. Like, Nick Sirianni, once this season starts, we only focus on him as far as having this team prepared and ready to go every Sunday. But as far as the game plans, the play calling, being smart in game, managing the game, that's on Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore, to me, has the most pressure on him. He's been given a Ferrari to drive. How is he going to drive it? How is he going to be reckless with it? Is he going to get Saquon the football? Or is he going to try to prove he's smart, smarter than everybody else, going to have Jalen throw the ball 35, 40 times a game?
Right. And when all the mouths to feed, you
right.
know, keeping
exactly.
everybody happy.
So Kellen is the one who really has the hardest job of trying to keep the offensive players happy, keep a good offense out there. Oh, and by the way, don't put that defense out there in bad positions. Because, see, the defense needs time to grow as a unit. But if you're a coach that wants to come out there and throw, and we're going 3 and out, and next thing you know, the defense has to go back on the field, well, that's on you.
Right.
As an offensive play caller.
Right.
That's what they mean by playing complementary football. It's not just run and pass. It's also managing the clock. And if you have a defense that you know isn't necessarily – up to par just yet, then you got to have a little bit more of a ball controlled offense so that your defense doesn't have to play as much, and they can play with a lead.
Right.
So I think, like, Kellen Moore to me has the biggest and most important job on the team this year outside of Jalen. Jalen has to operate it, but Kellen Moore is the one who has to call the plays and design the offense.
How big a deal do you think Jalen Hurts' training camp performance has been? 215-592-9494. Coming up next.
You still hear Jackie Baseball?
Yeah, a lot of football.
Coming up next. Coming up next, we will. Well, you weighed in on the incest.
Well, yeah, we gave you an hour and a half. Yeah. With the Phillies.
Yeah. So, no, I like the football talk. It's good.
So coming up next, we've given out the Delco quiz twice.
Yes.
Ben Davis passed.
Devin Caney failed miserably.
But she did the pledge, so she's good.
Yeah, she's in.
I did a new quiz because I felt like Rob Ellis deserved a new quiz.
Yes.
So we have a 10-question quiz where Rob Ellis ends up deciding, or the quiz decides, whether Rob Ellis is officially Delco. Mm-hmm. It would be crushing if that was a no.
I got to tell you, out of all the people who work at the station and the ones that are from Delco in the Delco area, Rob Ellis is the one.
Number one.
I think he'll do fine.
He is the number one seed as a Delco man. It's a lot of pressure on you, Rob, or maybe it's not. Maybe you come in and answer these questions with no problem. I'm just saying, I think the Delaware Valley, Delco personally, And certainly a lot of your fans would be disappointed if you don't do better than Ben Davis on this test. Yeah,
he's a people's champ.
And Ben wound up with 6 out of 10,
yeah,
right?
No pressure. Yeah. Rob's furious.
Don't, you'll be fine. You got it. Ben got 6 out of 10. Devin got 1 out of 7.
Ben was so mad.
Devin got 1 out of 7.
I think that she's 2 out of 7.
2 out of 7.
Yeah, and Ben even got so mad he went home and
did some homework.
And came back a week later disputing the quiz.
Yeah, he was like, you know, there's actually a Wawa where you said there wasn't a Wawa. So that'll be next. Minnow's going back to the shelter. We have not had an adopter for Minnow.
No.
But I have kept my pledge to pay for Minnow's adoption fee. So if you weren't able to get out here to see Minnow from Providence Animal Center, she is going back to the shelter. She is a puppy. She's adorable. What is she? She looks like she's maybe a... I don't know. I'm bad at dog breeds. I don't know. She looks adorable. So she will be back at Providence Animal Center. Thank you for coming out to Tour de Delco as well. But we will be back with Rob. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.